Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 7. The two aspects of God's complete salvation, judicial redemption plus organic salvation. Lord's Day, related verses. Romans 5 verses 8 through 11 and 15 through 21. But God commands his own love to us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified in his blood, we will be saved through him from the wrath. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more we will be saved in his life, having been reconciled. And not only so, but also boasting in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Verses 15 through 21. But it is not that as the offense was, so also the gracious gift is. For if by the offense of the one the many died, much more the grace of God and the free gift and grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded to the many. And it is not that as through one who sinned, so also the free gift is. For the judgment was out of one offense unto condemnation, but the gracious gift is out of many offenses unto justification. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So then, as it was through one offense unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through one righteous act unto justification of life to all men. For just as through the disobedience of one man the many were constituted sinners, so also through the obedience of the one the many will be constituted righteous. And the law entered in alongside, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace has superabounded. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.